The sukkah today, but we'll get started. Maybe we'll lay some of the groundwork for today and take it further, a little further tomorrow. Yes. Okay. Someone want to volunteer to read? Anyone? Volunteer to read? Ezra, you want to read?
Nope. I don't have it.
Adam, you want to give it a try?
Should I go get one? Where's
there? Yeah, try. Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Chaf Gimel, you want to take a Gemara from the back? You can get a Gemara. Huh? You can get a Gemara from the back. Gemara Shabbos. Nice and loud. Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. It's about 8 lines down, 10 lines down from the top. B'nei Chanukah. So what does that first statement tell us? The Achsanai has a chiyuv in Ner Chanukah. So obviously, by virtue of the fact that the Gemara has to go out of its way to tell us this, there must be some hava amina, some basis for thinking otherwise. And that's something that we'll have to identify as well. But, right? Did everyone pick up on that? The Gemara didn't say Achsanai is chayiv in Tefillin. Achsanai is chayiv in Tzitzis. That's obvious. It's Fashtetzach. I know that Achsanai is chayiv in all these other mitzvahs. You tell me Achsanai is chayiv in Ner Chanukah, there must be some basis for thinking otherwise. Maybe I think that the lodger is pater from Ner Chanukah. So why would you tell me, why would I think that? Basically, I don't even have a fully developed story, but just on a basic level, why would I think that a Achsanai is pater from Ner Chanukah? A lodger.
Achsania as an inn.
So funny.
Oh, like someone, as in someone staying at.
Yeah, someone lodging elsewhere. Someone lodging elsewhere is a lodge.
It's not your house. It's not your house.
Okay, good. So apparently, maybe the Havamina is very simple, that the mitzvah is a home-based mitzvah. It's a house-based mitzvah. You're not in your house. Maybe you'll say, okay, I'm pater from the mitzvah. No, Achsanai is still chayiv. Yeah, maybe you think it's similar to that mitzvah, that if you don't have a house, or you're not in your own house, then you're not chayiv in a mitzvah that's totally in the house. No, the Gemara says you're still chayiv on some level in this mitzvah. We're going to have to discuss that further, but that's something, again, that you have to take note of when you see the Gemara saying that you're chayiv. Obviously, there's a basis for thinking otherwise. Okay? It's about 8 lines down. I'm Rav Shesh. Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Go ahead. So what does that mean? So take it slow. Miresh? Miresh, what does that mean? From the beginning. At the beginning. Initially. Go ahead, Adam. You're doing great. Ki Havina, when I... Havina's like Haya.
What's that?
When I was, right? When I was. When I was in a state of being where... Ki Havina. Bei Rav. When I was in the Bei Rav, when I was in the house of my Rebbe, when I was learning. Now remember, in the time of Chazal, basically they would travel from one place to another. They would live in one place, and they would travel a distance to learn elsewhere. They would learn away from their home for months at a time. So Ki Havina Bei Rav, when I would be lodging during my course of study at Bei Rav, at Yeshiva, Mishtatfana, I would join in, good. Right, I would monetarily join in. In that place where I was one of the ushbizin, you know, when I was one of the guests. I mentioned before, you know, people have a practice of saying the ushbizin on Sukkos. Mm-hmm. Right, every night, every day of Sukkos, they invited one of the other biblical characters. So Ushpizin is a guest. Same thing over here. But how do you Ushpizin? When I was in that place where I lodged, in that place of lodging, I would be mishtatef with them. I would give them some pruta, I would give them an amount of money, and join in on some level to their mitzvah. Okay? Wow. It's on speaker, I think. Basar din asivna, or basar din asivi, I'm sorry, you're right. But what does it mean, basar? Basar means?
After.
Good. After the dinasivi, what does the nasivi mean? Ezra? Nasivi?
I know.
Yes, you do.
After I got married?
Yes, after I got married. After I got married.
Where is that?
Sure,
that? Yeah,
what's that word? It's Aramaic. Slow, take it slow. So what happened? Originally, he would be mishtatef with money. Then, Basar Denisivi, once he got married, what's Itzsa?
A woman,
right? Basar Denisivi Itzsa, after I got married to a woman. I can't tell you why the Gemara uses that language. You know, why he said Basar Denisivi Itzsa. Why didn't you just say Basar Denisivi? I don't know. I mean, once you say getting married, certainly the implication is they got married to a woman.
Does it often use the expression without the word istita?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem necessary.
The nasive. Sometimes they'll just say nasive.
It should be. I didn't do an exhaustive study. I'll be honest. I don't know. But either way, it doesn't seem that it's necessary. I mean, it's not a bomb kasha. I'm just saying. It's just a curiosity. That's all. Nothing else. Thank you. Go ahead, Adam. So after I got married, Amina. I reasoned. Vadai. What is Vadai?
Certainly.
Certainly, definitely. Vadai. Vadai what? Vadai lo tzarichna. I no longer have to. Lo tzarichna. I don't have to. I don't have to what? I don't have to. Well, what was he doing until now?
Mishtate.
He was being mishtate bepriti. Oh, hashta dinisivi itzsa vada lo tzarichna. I certainly don't have to. Certainly don't have to what? I don't have to do whatever I was doing before. What was I doing before? I was being mishtate bepriti. Yeah, he says. The komadlike. Alai bego beisai. Because what's happening? They're lighting for me in my house. Right? They're lighting for me in my house, so therefore I don't have to be mishtatef bepriti. So what do you see from here? What happens when his wife is lighting at home? He's yotze his mitzvah. When he had a home and he was away from home and he lived and he was just existing as this lodger, so what was his only recourse? He had to be yotze somehow in that place. Now he got married. No, he's being yotze at home, many miles away, when his wife lights. Yes? No? All right. So what exactly is going on here with this mishtatef bepriti? What does that accomplish? Right? What does it accomplish? And is it absolutely necessary?
Yes.
Mimanshach. If you tell me what he has to do is, like the Gemara says, Chayv b'ner Chanukah, which makes it sound like you're chayv like everyone else, you have to light candles, then I should have to light candles. Then you tell me, well, when he's married, he's being yotze through what? Through lighting, through someone lighting. But before, when he wasn't married, he was yotze through money. So what's going on here? What's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to light? Is the mitzvah not to light? To give money. How come now, when he's married, he could be yotze with actual lighting? And before, the way he was Yotze lighting was with the Mishtati Papriti. Why doesn't the Gemara say? Before, he used to be Yotze with the fact that the Baal Bayis lit over here. But now, my wife is lighting for me in my house, so I don't have to be part of this Hadlaka. It doesn't say that. It says, I used to give money towards the Hadlaka. And now that my wife is lighting at home, I don't have to do that, because I'm Yotze with her lighting. Could Reb Zeira have lit? Could Reb Zeira have lit himself?
Yes.
He could have lit himself.
Yeah.
So why does he say I was mishtate papriti? He says, how was I yotzei until now? I would give money to the Baal Bayis when he lit candles. Now I don't have to do that anymore because my wife's lighting candles at home.
Because you won't be, you can only light Hanukkah candles in your house.
Okay, you can only light Hanukkah candles in your house. So why was he chayev, the Gemara says you're chayev as an achsonoi.
You're chayev in the mitzvah of Hanukkah, you don't have the ability to light the candles in someone else's house. So therefore, you have the yotzei through that, with this giving of the pruta.
Okay, let's say you didn't give them a pruta, would you be yotzei?
So,
let's say you just sat there. You're in the house, you're a guest in someone else's house who's lighting candles. Are you yotzei with his lighting?
Well, you're not making any effort.
You're not doing anything. No, you're just there.
If you're not making any effort to be.
You're not making any effort when your wife is lighting 100 miles away.
If you're chipping in.
Let's say you're not chipping in.
So you don't.
Right, because you don't have any part.
Okay, good. So when the wife lights for you at home, that's your home, your candles are being lit for you, that's near Yishubeso. Good. Now he's saying that you're a guest in someone else's house, and you're unmarried, so no one's lighting in your home, you're not Yotzei there. Now all of a sudden I'm an achsonoi, right? I'm an achsonoi. Achsonoi all of a sudden becomes chayiv near Chanukah. So we have a new rule, new category here. Normally you tell me I'm only able to be yotzei the mitzvah in my house. So much so that even when someone else is lighting in my house and I'm not there, I'm yotzei. Now you're telling me I'm not in my house, but there's a new type of chayiv. We call him achsonoi. This achsonoi, he's chayiv near Chanukah. That's what you're saying, Chaim, right?
Yeah.
Some kind of special rule that they were mechayev the achsonoi on some level near Chanukah, but with a limitation. What's the limitation? You can't be yotzei with the Baal Bayis' lighting. It's true that you have the schiv of hadlaka as an achsonoi, but you can't be yotzei with the Baal Bayis' lighting. Why? Who are those people that are included in the Baal Bayis' lighting?
Family.
Only his family. How do you know that? Because the Gemara says what? Ner Ishu Beso. A man is Yotze with his candle along with his household. Ner Ishu Beso. One candle per household. Okay, good. So it can't be Yotze with the Hadlaka that the Baal Bais is doing on behalf of his own family. So now, what are the other two possibilities? Apparently, I could be Mishtatev, but the other possibility is maybe that I could light myself. Why doesn't the Gemara bring up that possibility? I mean, why didn't Reb Zeira do that? Why was he specifically Yotze through being Mishtati Papriti? It's better? Okay, but why? Why is it better? You have to explain why. And maybe ask the question differently. Stated differently, would it have been possible for Reb Zeira to light his own candles in the house of his host? Based on what we know now. What's the problem?
It's their house.
It's their house, and therefore what?
Therefore, they have priority in the midst.
They have priority, fine. You're not going to do it instead of him. You'll light your own candles.
Oh, because it's no, one for that
one
house.
For
it's what?
His house. The dude's house that is lighting.
Okay, that's Ner Ishu Beso. You're right. But let's say, according to our minig, we light Mahajan and Mahajan. Everyone lights their own candles. Let's go with that assumption. We'll do like the minig Ashkenaz, everyone lights their own candles. Own set of candles. Yes, young man.
Are
you distracting? Okay.
Well, it's still only his candles that are really the mitzvah that he gets being.
Okay, good. So Chaim wants to say no. Rav Zera could not have lit his own candles because even according to the minhag that says every person lights his own candles, you still can only light your own candles in the proper place. And you want to say the proper place is only in your bias. Right, you can only light in your bias. It's near Yishu Beis, so you still have to have a connection to the bias. So lighting your own candles in that house would not be sufficient. You would not be able to do that, right? Because the only people that could light in that house are people that are part of that bias.
So then why are you chayav if you're not chayav?
Good. Excellent. So now, how does it work? That the achsonai is chayav and he's yotze. Excuse me, through being mishtatev. What does being mishtatev do? What's a... What happens when I give money to the Baal Bayis?
You become part of their family.
What's that? Do you want to say it louder?
Yeah. You become part of their family.
Okay, I don't know if you necessarily become part of the family per se, but on some level you're becoming part of the household. You become part of the Bayis on some level. Apparently that's what's accomplished. And that, according to this approach, that's the only way, what you're saying, this is the only way to be Yotze. You want to say it's the only way to be Yotze.
As long as you're in someone else's household.
As an Achsanoi. You want to say as an Achsanoi, the only way to be Yotze is through being Mishtatif for Priti. Why? Because I can only be Yotze the Mitzvah in a bias that I'm considered part of. Well, if I'm not naturally part of this bias, right, then I can't light there. So to bring my own candles and light is not an Eitzah. To be Yotze with his candles is also not an Eitzah. Why? I'm not part of the B'nai bias. Oh, so what must I do? I must become part of his bnei bayis by being mishtatef. I'll give him some money, and for the purpose of this mitzvah, he'll incorporate me in his mitzvah.
I mean, if it's all, I don't understand how that works.
Again, let's talk about it.
If you're going to say that it's the bar, if just the bar bias is choosing to incorporate you, you have no need to give him money. You just say, okay, you're part of my family. I don't see what the money is.
I don't know
how it's actually changing something.
I don't know that if you would say that it exists.
It's an interesting suggestion, but from the post comments mashma that the money that you're giving is for the shemen. You really, and maybe you have this question according to either way we suggested, but the money that you're giving is for the candle. You're buying a portion of the candle. You're buying into the mitzvah. So you're saying, why should you have to do that? Why can't I just give it to you? Maybe I could just gift you part of it.
If the whole point is that, so you're being incorporated into it.
Be mitzdarif somehow to the B'nai Bayis. So you have to do some kind of maisa to be included in the B'nai HaBayis. You're not naturally part of this B'nai HaBayis. You don't live here. So now you're lodging here. Just lodging here and eating my food and staying in my house and not necessarily make you part of the B'nai HaBayis. But giving some kind of money sort of gives you more of a vested interest.
Like when you rent, you can light hot candles there.
Yeah, we're not talking about a guy who's actually renting. It doesn't seem like it's a renter. A renter is like, that's your space, right? That's your place.
Right. Yeah, so you're paying for a house.
We're talking about a guest. We're talking about a guy who's just a guest. This is a practical sugya. I mean, very practical issue. Happens all the time. Someone goes away for one night of Hanukkah, two nights of Hanukkah. What's the halacha? So before. Well, dorm situation might be a little bit different, but let's hold off on that. His wife's not lighting for him? If his wife is not lighting for him, then he has to light somehow. So according to what the Gemara is saying, according to what Chaim is suggesting, is that the only way he would be able to be yotze his chiv as an achsanoi is by being mishtatev. He wouldn't have any other eitzah. So let's take a look at the Rambam. Let's start with the Rush. Okay, we're going to come back to Rabbi Nachman on the Rambam. Let's start with the Rush. The Rush was that third, or the second page that I handed out. The Rush, if you have a standard Gemara, it's in the back of the Gemara there. The Rush in the second Perek, Simen Ches. So just do the first few lines of the Rush. Second Perek, Bamem Alikin, right? Perek Sheni, Simen Ches. You see, it's the equivalent of page 326 in the traditional printing of the Gemara. All right, Sam, you want to take it away? A few lines there. Amar of Sheshes.
Amar of Sheshes, Hashanah, Chayav, and Nair of Hanukkah, the name of Yotze, the Nair of Shemal, the Loha, the Kwal, Yish, the Yisha. Rav Sheshes said, Hashanah, the guest is Chayav, and Nair of Hanukkah, but he's not Yotze with the Nair of the Baal Bayis, because it's not at all.
Good. What does that mean? That's a very important line in the Rush. That's a very important line. What does that line mean?
Come on, man.
What?
He's not part of the family.
Not part of the family.
What?
Achsonai is chayv in Erev Chanukah, and now you cannot fulfill that obligation by simply being in a house where the candle is lit. Normally you can be. Right? Normally you can be. You're part of the Goldberg family. Right? The Goldbergs are lighting candles at 4:28 Shkia. But you're still in school. Are you Yotzei? Yeah, technically you're Yotzei. You're Yotzei. Why? Oh, because you're part of that bias. Candles were lit in your house. That's it. You're Yotzei. Near Shibesa. You don't have to be there. You're Yotzei. This guy is staying someplace. Let's say he's even there at the time of Adlaka. He's standing right there. He's at his guest's home. They're lighting candles. Even if he's standing right there, he's not going to be Yotzei. Why? Because in the first scenario, you're part of the B'nai Bias. You're Yotzei as a member of the Bias. That's Neri Shebeso. That is the formulation of the mitzvah. The people who are members of this household are Yotzei through the lighting of the candle. By being a member of the house, by being Mitzruv to the Bias, you're part of the B'nai Bias or Yotzei. This guy is not part of the B'nai Bias. He's just a guest. He's just a guest. Can't be Yotzei. Could he light his own candles? So that the Rush doesn't openly say, but what would it sound like from here? If you're not part of the B'nai Bias, could you light your candles there? No. What business do you have lighting candles over here? Why is this any different than a guy who's staying, I don't know, he's in a restaurant. He's eating in a restaurant. Can he light his candles in a restaurant? You'd be surprised. People do that. They think they could do that. You cannot do that. You cannot do that.
You've seen that down before?
No, people have told me. They go on business and they're traveling, so they think they could light in the kosher restaurant. I mentioned before, I mean, it's very common. People get invited over to a family Hanukkah party. You get invited over to a family Hanukkah party and it's lighting time. So what happens? Everyone lights and they say, okay, we'll set up other menorahs for the guests. It's not the right thing to do. Why are you lighting there? Not even Achsonai. You're just there for the night, just for the evening. You're going home. No, Achsonai. You're chayav to light at home. You're going to go home later. Light at home later. Or light earlier, before you come.
As long as you leave your house after.
Yeah, so you'll work out all the details. Either light later, you'll work out what you have to do until then, or you'll light before and you wait the requisite time, and then you'll come to the party. Certainly if you light at Shkia, you don't have this problem. Most people aren't making their party at, 5 o'clock. It's a little later. But from the Rush, I agree with you, Chaim, that from the Rush, it's mashma, that you wouldn't be able to light your own candles. Because you have no shaykhus over here. What business do you have to light your own candles? You're not a member of the B'nai Bias, you can't be Yotzei with him. If you're part of the B'nai Bias, right, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, you're Yotzei, you're basically here with the Baal Bias candle. According to the Minhag Ashkenaz, you light your own candles from Mahajim and Mahajim. But now you're not part of the B'nai Bias. So now you're not Yotzei with the guy's lighting, you can't light your own candles. I agree with that step. Let's go a little further.
I have a question now.
Yeah.
You said that both Shlichos say that you're applying to the mitzvah.
Right. The Shlichos would work in a place where I have a Shaychus to do the mitzvah. I say, come into my house at the right Zman. I'm going to be back later tonight. Do me a favor, light the candles at the right time in my house. Okay. That's Shlichos because I have a. So this is the right place for me to do the mitzvah.
So you would get the mitzvah.
In that case.
Shlichos mitzvah get the mitzvah.
In the case where you come into my house to light? No, that's not your proper place to light.
Okay.
The shliach is not going to get a mitzvah there. You're lighting for my B'nai Bias, my household. You have to go home and light in your own place. Okay. Stop. There's a comment there. Just understand there's a comment there. Right? Amar Mireish Ki Avina Be Rav Mishtat Fina Be Priti Behal Yishpizai Basa De Nesivna Amina Hashta Vade Lo Tzirichna De Malik Alay Be Gop Besach Beisai. Okay. So now let's get back to the question. So we want to say from the Rosh it's mashma that you would not be able to light your own candles. You would not be able to light your own candles, and the only way to be Yotzei would be to be Mishtatei B'Priti. However, that's also the mashmos of the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam. Let's try to work out the Rambam factually. You know, we're going to have to, I think this is going to be a two-day discussion, but let's take a look, quick look at the Rambam. Chaim, you want to read the Rambam for us? Yud Aleph? Dalad Yud Aleph. Dalad Yud Aleph. Yes, Perek Revi, Perek Dalad. Okay, not in the Pirush Mishnayos, in the Rambam Ziyad HaChazaka.
Oh, that's why I couldn't find it.
Oh, okay, I gave out a sheet with it. If you don't have it, then just follow. It's okay.
Oreach. Shemadikin, Elav.
Alav.
Alav, Betoch, Besa. Person that lights in his house.
No, Shemadlikin Alav Besoch Besa. For whom candles are being lit in his house. Shemadlikin Alav, right? They're lighting for him in his house. Right? Alav. They don't have to light for him here, meaning he doesn't have to do anything to be Yotze. Where is he Yotze? Sammy, where is he Yotze? Sorry. He's Yotze in his house. In his house. So if he's Yotze in his house, they don't have to do anything to make sure that he's Yotze here.
Right.
Right. Go ahead. Right. If he doesn't have a bias lahadlik, let's say he has no home base where they're lighting for him. Or he's away from that home base and no one's lighting there. So now he's in Asunoi. She'ein ma'likin alav b'vesa. So I'm saying there's two types of aksanoi. One aksanoi, the lighting from in his house, he's Yotze. That's Reb Zeira. That's Reb Zeira after he got married. Then you have Reb Zeira before he got married. What must he do? Then you're an aksanoi. She'ein ma'likin alav b'soch b'vesa. What must he do? I just ad-libbing. I didn't go anywhere. I'm leaving off where you left off. But in that case, he must light where? In the place where he is nisarech. Where in the place where he is a guest. The place where he is lodging. This Rambam, this phrase in the Rambam is very...
It's saying he must light there.
But keep reading. Read the lesson again. Read that lesson again.
Ein lo
bayis lahadlik. Alov. I'm sorry. Ein lo bayis lahadlik alov.
Bo.
Sarek
lahadlik b'makom shenis arechba.
So now he's mechuyev. He doesn't have a place where he's yotze home base. So he's mechuyev what? To light in the place where he's nisarech. And? Yep. B'shemen. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Mishtateh b'imahem b'shemen. See, here's the way the Rambam is describing Mishtateh b'pruta. He's saying Mishtateh b'shemen. He's talking about the shemen. But what is he saying? What does that line mean? Doesn't the Rambam say two things that sound a little contradictory?
He's
chayev to light, umishtateh b'shemen. Now, is that what the Rambam means? That you do both? Does that make sense? That's what the Rambam means? No, it doesn't make sense that the Rambam means. Because Mamshach, if you're going to light, then you're going to light. There's no point to be umishtateh b'shemen. That's it, yeah, umishtateh would chip in. So what is the Rambam saying?
Either or.
He's not saying either or. I don't think he's saying either or. What's his lashon?
He says tzarech, like you need.
Tzarech what?
To light. You need to light.
You have a chiyuv to light. Meaning what? You have a chiyuv in Ner Chanukah. But what can you do? Where are you? Where are you? You're not at home. You have a chiyuv to light now. Achsonai chayiv in Ner Chanukah. You have a chiyuv. How are you yotzei this chiyuv according to the Rambam? Oh, mishtateh v'mohem v'shemen. Why? Because Chayev. Chayev lahadlik. Well, I don't know if it's an act of lighting, but that's the way you yotze the chiyuv of being of near Hanukkah for this achsonai. You have a chiyuv to light, but you can't light your own candles. You cannot light your own candles. Why not? Because you're achsonai. So what must you do? Mishtati v'man m'shem. That's the way you fulfill the chiyuv of having to light as an achsonai, according to the Rambam.
Why are you chayev at all, though?
That's going to be part of the issue here. That's what we have to explain. What is the nature of this chiyuv? But listen, that's not questionable. That's the Gemara's rule.
How you took part in how you couldn't light, so you bought shemen.
You can't actively light your own candles.
Right. So therefore, by buying shemen, it's like you're lighting your own candles. I don't know.
It's not like you're lighting your own candles, but you're fulfilling your obligation as an achsonai. We're going to have to explain what that means. Okay, good. We have to explain that. You have to explain that. But let's get the facts out. So now it seems from the Rambam and from the Rosh that your only recourse as an achsonai is to do what?
Buy.
To be mishtatev. Good. You can only buy. You can't light your own candles. Doesn't make sense. Light your own candles. What are you doing? Hey, you lighting candles in my house? We buy a bus over here? You can't do that. Mishtatev? Okay. You want to be mishtatev? Fine. Okay?
You know, so like people when they're guests at other house sometimes will like make their own kiddush or something like that.
That's different. That's not a din in the house.
Oh, because this is a din in the house.
This is a din in the house. Kiddush is a chiv on me. I have to make kiddush. Or I have to be part of a kiddush. And the truth is really maybe it's better for only one person to make kiddush. That's a Barovam Hadris Melech. But fine, let's say the Baal Bais goes to early minion and the guy comes back and he wants to eat. Right, that's not a din in a bias per se. Alright, let's see the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Tur seem to be of the same opinion, different than the Rambam and the Rosh. Okay, someone who read the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a little small, a little bit hard to see. Yeah, Rabbeinu Chananel, here we go. Oh, did I introduce you, everybody? All right, Rabbeinu Chananel. Go ahead. Someone want to read? Anyone? You guys could fight for it, but someone's got to read. All right. No. It's about how many lines down? It's like
the five. Sixth line.
Six lines down. It's the second word in on the sixth line. Second word in on the sixth line. Married. Remember reading the CV? See, the older Rishonim, by the way, they don't say Nisivna, Itzisa, Nasiv, Itzisa. They just say Nasiv or Nisivna. Yeah. Right? The way the Rosh presented it, the way the Rabbeinu Chananel presented it, none of them said anything about Itzisa.
If he was married, it might be...
Meaning, if a person's married, then he doesn't need to do this. He doesn't need to rely on this.
Yeah, but you could learn out from Rabbeinu Chananel. It's not necessarily just that he is married at this moment. I think Haya Nasif, he was married.
Yeah. No, married, now he's single?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean that. You mean he was once married? Now he's single again? He's divorced?
He had a family at some point.
No, that's a way of speaking. If he was this, meaning if he was this, then X. If he was this, then Y. But it means he's married. That's not the proper deal to me. V'achsonai chai b'ner chanukah. Achsonai chai b'ner chanukah. What's the sheet of the Rabbeinu Chananel? What's the sheet of the Rabbeinu Chananel in terms of lighting your own candles?
You have to light your own candles unless you do one of these two things.
Oh, unless you do one of these two things. Could you light your own candles?
Yes.
It sounds that way.
That's
different than the Rambam. Different than the Rambam. Let's see it again. What did he say? You chayev to light your own candle. But, imishtatef b'hadi ushbizai, oh, imhaya nasiv, sulo tzarech. Then you no longer have to light. Let's say you didn't do that. Let's say you're not married and you didn't mishtatev. What must you do?
Light.
Sounds like you must light. This appears to be different than the position of the Rambam. By the way, the way the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha is more in line with the Rambam's presentation than this.
But how would practically? Yeah.
Same thing, you're giving money. I mean, why can you do either one?
I'm saying, but how does it work in terms of like fulfilling your mitzvah?
You're saying if you hold it, you could actually light, then what do you accomplish by...
Why
do you say arguing at the Rambam and the Rosh?
Because the Rambam says you chayef to be madlik. And how do you do that? You do it by giving shemen. You do it by bishtatev shemen. He's not saying that. He's saying you must light. You must light. But if you gave money, or you're married and someone else is lighting for you, then you're exempt from lighting.
But the Rosh says you don't light.
The Rosh says you're not part of the B'nai Bias.
Yeah, as in the Rosh is used the most.
What I'm saying is that B'nai Chanal is giving you an option. The Rosh nor the Rambam give you an option. The only way to be able to take coin to them is by giving money. The Rosh says you can give money, you can light yourself. The B'nai Chanal, sorry. B'nai Chanal is saying you can do either one. The tour also, I didn't ask you to look at the tour, but I'll just read the one or two lines of the tour that pertain to this sugya, and you'll see quite clearly that the tour is learning differently than the Rambam. The tour says, Achsonai chayev lahalik b'fnei atzmo. The Achsonai is chayev to light candles. He has a separate chayev to light. Ve'eina yotzei b'shel balabayas, like the Rosh, not yotzei with the balabayas. Umihu bepruta sheyitein lo v'yishtatif imo sagi. But with the money that he gives, and he's mishtatef, right? With the money that he gives, he's mishtatef, sagi. It's good enough. It's sufficient. He's chayet to be madlik, but if he gives money, he's yotze. Does that sound like the Rambam? No. That's Rabbi Nachmanah. You could do this. You have to light. But you know what? If you're married and someone's lighting for you, or if you gave money, you're yotze. So we have the following. The Gemara says that Achsonoi is chayiv in Ner Chanukah. And Achsonoi has a chiyuv, a special chiyuv on Achsonoi, who must be yotze in Ner Chanukah. You can't be simply yotze like a regular member of the household because you're not part of Nei Bayis. You're not being yotze in your house because no one's lighting for you, if that's the case. Achsonoi she'ema likin alav v'vesa. Right? If no one's lighting, if you're not married or your wife's not lighting for you for whatever reason, so now you're chayiv as an Achsonoi. How are you yotzei achiyuv achsonoi? Well, depends who you ask. If you learn like the Rambam and what appears to be the shita of the Rosh, you're only going to be able to be yotzei by giving money. You're only going to be able to do that. Why? Because who's allowed to light in this house? The people that live here, the B'nai Bayis. You're not part of the B'nai Bayis. Only going to be yotzei by giving shemen or giving money for shemen. And we said superficially is that apparently that gives you a chelek somehow in the bayis. You're part of the, you know, it's similar to what you find in halacha sometimes when they say somech al shulchan balabayis. When you somech al shulchan balabayis, that makes you part of the household. Right? It makes you somehow a unit, somehow. But the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Tor seem to be saying, no, you have an option plan. You could either give money or you could light yourself. So the question is really, according to all the shittas, what does being mishtatev accomplish? Question number one. Question number two, according to those shittas that say you could do either one, how does that work? How does it work that I could do either one? Manashach, either I have to light and I can light, or I can't light and I have to mishtatev. What are you telling me there's two possible ways? And why should I be able to light at all? Why, according to those shittas, like the Rabbeinu Chananel on the tour, why should I be able to light here? It's not my house. Right, so that's the machlokas over here. We need to work with.
Yeah,
I don't know about me, but okay. So Sammy wants to say that at least for the first initial step over here, is that according to the Rambam, the Achsonoi, when the word says Achsonoi is chayiv near Chanukah. What the Gemara means to say is that there's a different chiyuv. There's a special chiyuv on the Achsonoi. It's not the regular chiyuv of Neri Shebeso. This guy is not in his bias, so he's not going to be mechuy of Neri Shebeso. He's not going to be Yotze Neri Shebeso. He's not at home. So still chayiv in Neri Chanukah. Why? Right, what about the mitzvah on the bias? He's not in his bias. How's he going to be Yotze? Oh, they did something special for the Achsonai. They said, you're chayiv in a different way. We want you, Pearson is so important. We want you to be tapped into this mitzvah. We're giving you a special heichik timtzus to perform the mitzvah. We're giving you a special formulation of the mitzvah. So what is it?
Mishtatev.
Yeah, nechlem, it's mishtatev, but for what purpose?
So you'll be part of the Pearson.
Mishtatev, apparently, to fulfill some chiyuv on the gavra of Pearson Hanes. You can't be part of the Pearson that normally takes place through Chovas Habayis. That you can't do. Why? Because you're not Sinoi. You don't have that. You don't have that ability. Oh, but as an individual, I could be mechayev of you to say, to do something within the world of Ner Chanukah to produce Pearson. What is that? You be mishtatev papriti. That's the way we're going to formulate. You be mishtatev papriti. You'll take part in some way in Ner Chanukah, but as an individual, not as a member necessarily of the bias. Chovas HaBayis, you're not going to be, I'll say. How do you do that? Mishtatev papriti. Why not light your own candles? Because that you can't do. You can't do that. You can't light your own candles. So you're right, for the Rambam, being mishtatev doesn't necessarily make you part of B'nai Bias.
Right.
That's what you want to say. Right? For the Rambam, being mishtatev doesn't make you part of B'nai Bias. It just allows you some expression of this mitzvah. It gives you some ability to fulfill a mitzvah. Oh, we'll have to hold off for a minute. I'm saying I'd like to try to take this a little further. I mean, we have to take this idea a little further. Do we have any proof for that? Do we have any idea that any basis for saying that, for showing that there is a separate chiyuv of the achsonai? I mean, other than the fact that the Rambam says you chayiv, and now you are mishtati b'shemen. So from that lashon alone, it sounds like this is the way you are yotze your chiyuv. Right, that's enough of a basis for saying it, but I think there might be other bases for saying that the nature of the chiyuv for the achsonai is different than the average person. And you see elsewhere within Chanukah, the Chazal did that, by the way. What's another example where you see there's the ideal way to do this mitzvah, and then if you're not doing the mitzvah, there's still another thing that you could still do to be part of, we'll call it Pir Samanis. Another sugya.
Different, not Chanukah.
No, within Chanukah.
Mahadran in terms of the candle.
No, that's all still fulfilling the mitzvah of Halakas near Chanukah. Ezra, any ideas?
No.
A situation where you're not going to be lighting candles. That there's still something that you'll do to be part of the mitzvah of Pir Samanis. Something halachic. You guys familiar with the sugya of the roe? The roe? That's good. The roe. What's the sugya of the roe? Anyone know? So there are cases where a person will say she'asa nisim upon seeing someone else's candle. Say she'asa nisim upon seeing someone else's candle, even though he's not lighting candles himself. And maybe we'll take a look at that tomorrow. But from there alone, you see, the Chazal did something for a person who wasn't going to be able to be Yotze, Dad Lokas Neros, in a normal way. Apparently because of the importance of Pearson. You don't see that anywhere else. You don't see they told the guy, listen, you really have to eat matzah. But if you don't eat matzah tonight, tomorrow, or say, during the night, when you walk around, you see someone eating matzah, why don't you make a bracha? Sha'asa nisim. Alright, I'm just giving you as an example. Sukkah. You chayav to sit in the sukkah, but if you don't have a sukkah and you walk down the street, you see someone else sitting in the sukkah, make a bracha. You chayav to shake a lulav, you don't have a lulav, okay. Make a bracha when someone else is shaking a lulav. You don't have it with any other mitzvah. All of a sudden, berakas haroa on near Chanukah. So you do see that there was this...
But it's also within the nature of the bracha itself. The whole bracha is
also nisim.
Yeah, so you can make a...
No,
so let them make a sha'asa nisim. I'm saying, let's make a sha'asa nisim. You have to hear Megillah, but you don't hear Megillah. So when you see a guy through the window, he's reading Megillah, say sha'asa nisim. I'm saying, say it by another... All these mitzvahs are to commemorate nisim. You see a Mitzrayim full of nisim. Right? You can't eat matzah, say sha'asa nisim. You can't sit in the sukkah, sha'asa nisim. You can't shake a lugah, sha'asa nisim. You don't find that anywhere else. So you do see, apparently, that Pearson was so important for Chazal that they were willing to move outside the normal structure of the mitzvah to enable a person, or to be mechayev a person in this case, to mechayev a person to be part of the Pearson. So what they say, listen, Mr. Achsanoi, you're right, the standard mitzvah, the mitzvah of the bias, you don't have a bias, you're an Achsanoi, according to the Rambam. What must you do? You got to be Yotze as a gavra. You got to do something to be mefarsim the nes. You got to be part of the mitzvah somehow. What could you do? You're in someone else's house. Be mishtati bepriti. Somehow get a share in this mitzvah so that you, as an individual, could be part of the piersim. Have a share in that mitzvah. But it's not that you're part of the main bias, necessarily, for the Rambam. Right, so maybe we'll try to further that idea tomorrow, but we still have to explain the other shita. The other sheet says you can do either one. What does that mean? You can do either one. Mishtatif or you're light. Manashach. If you can light, why you be mishtatif? All right. Maybe we'll stop here. Come on, guys. Okay. A little more excitement.
It's Monday.
Okay.
It's a good cheer.